Next case, please.
The next application on tonight's agenda is 11,829. Henry W. Brooks II seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Pine Needle Drive, approximately 302 feet south of Sandy Cove Road. The 911 address is 30312 Pine Needle Drive, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 104.02. Specifically, they're requesting a 10.4-foot variance from the front. We received no letters in opposition, no mail letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicant, Henry Brooks, who has applied for a 10.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for an existing mobile home. Again, the applicant recently purchased this property, so he has no knowledge as to the facts surrounding this variance request. The previous owners, John and Carol Kuhn, are elderly and reside in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. They were unable to attend the hearing this evening. I do have sworn affidavits from both Mr. and Mrs. Kuhn to present to the board in support of the application. The affidavits include copies of the Sussex County Council printout, as well as the survey for the board's consideration. At this point, with your permission, I'd like to submit the affidavits into the record.
Okay. Thank you.
Too much paperwork.
I know. And again, there are two affidavits. We have an affidavit of John R. Kuhn and Carol K. Kuhn. And both affidavits set forth the following facts. Mr. and Mrs. Kuhn purchased the property, which is located at 30312 Pine Needle Drive in Ocean View, Delaware, on October 15th of 1991. At the time of purchase, the property was improved by an existing mobile home, which they believe was placed on the property in 1984. In 1992, they replaced the existing mobile home on the property with a new mobile home. It was their understanding that a variance was granted by Sussex County for the placement of the replacement home. However, the county was unable to find any evidence of that variance. Notwithstanding, a certificate of compliance was issued by the county for the home on June 2nd of 1992. On April 17th of 2016, Mr. and Mrs. Kuhn entered into a contract to sell the property to the applicant, Henry W. Brooks III. Prior to closing on the sale of the property, Mr. Brooks engaged Cotton Engineering LLC to perform a boundary survey of the property. That survey is attached as Exhibit B to the affidavits. The survey was dated May 4th, 2016, and it did reveal that the home encroached into the 30-foot front yard setback by 10.4 feet. Again, the home was placed in 1992. Although the Kuhns did make other modifications to the property, following the placement of the home in 1992, no modifications were made to the front of the home, which is the cause of this application this evening. Prior to the receipt of the survey, they were unaware that they were not complying with the zoning code. Again, they believed that they had a variance for the home. Upon learning of the encroachment, they promptly, along with Mr. Brooks, the applicant, filed a variance application in order to bring all improvements into compliance with the zoning code. As set forth in the affidavits, the property is unique. It's a long and narrow lot which abuts a lagoon in the Pinecrest subdivision. Exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions which are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. There's no possibility at this juncture that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. It'd be necessary to remove a portion of the dwelling, which has been in its current location since 1992, so more than 20 years. A variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The Kuhns did not create the exceptional practical difficulty, nor did the current owner, Mr. Brooks. They all believed, until receipt of the survey, that all improvements were placed and constructed in compliance with the applicable zoning laws, which belief was supported by the issuance of the certificate of compliance for all improvements. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the home's been in its current location for more than 20 years and is set forth in both affidavits. The Coons never received any complaints about the location of the home. Therefore, we're seeking a variance sufficient to bring the home into compliance with the zoning code, nothing else. The variance, therefore, represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. And based on the presentation and the affidavits of Mr. and Mrs. Coon, I respectfully request that the board grant the variance. Of course, I'm available for any questions that you may have.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No question.
No question. Mr. Ricker?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Can I ask her another question? I'm looking for something here. No, I'm only teasing. No, I have no question.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Mrs. Burton, your client's affidavits address the standards very well. No questions.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have no questions either.
Okay. Just one, Mr.
Okay.
Callaway. Well, I thought they did.
Good man. Looking at the aerial photo versus the survey, it looks to me like there's a wall there near the shed. Is that kind of portion behind the wall, is that all in the lagoon? Because it looks to me like a significant part of the rear yard to be in the lagoon.
It does from that picture. It's hard to tell on the survey itself, though.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew that. So, okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that, as I had stated, the applicant has addressed the standards well in regard to uniqueness and the lot being narrow and long and abutting the lagoon creates an exceptional practical difficulty due to that uniqueness. And I think that it would be difficult to otherwise develop the property in strict conformity. It was told to us that neither the applicant nor the previous owner had created the need for the variance, and they also stated that they didn't feel it altered the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impaired the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. And I think that we should grant the variance. My motion is to grant the variance for application number 11,829.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,829. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rick?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the previous reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,829 is approved. Okay.